Hey guys, so at the end of my last episode, I said that this episode was going to be about how to prepare yourself to be successful during the season and the off season from a corporate sponsorship and partnership standpoint. And after giving it some thought, I realized based on the conversations that I've had with professionals that have been very successful in the industry, that's only one of the factors that contributes to overall success. And so this episode will be about all those factors, what it takes to be successful in running indoor football franchise. And I really learned about this after my time with the Revolution. Fortunately, I was able to connect with individuals that have worked in the IFL and the CIF through contacts in my network that I made while I was an intern. And the overall theme of those conversations was put an emphasis on local businesses and building local relationships with the people who are in the city or the town where your franchise is. And why this is important to do is, one, when you look for a venue, excuse me, not just a venue, but a place to put your franchise. You're looking for a town or a city that has between 3,000 and 5,000 people for a maximum population. Also, you want somewhere where there's a true emphasis on small businesses, local businesses, to fuel the economy of the area. And the other reason why you want to put an emphasis on building local relationships is if you aren't local to the area, you're not going to know who you should hire as a staff. From a sales standpoint and from a marketing standpoint. And so when you put an emphasis on creating local relationships, you're able to find those people. Or if you have an owner that's local, which is also very important, he or she can point you in the direction of good potential employees that know the area very well and know the people of the area from a personal standpoint. So it's a lot easier to build relationships with potential sponsors when you have an existing relationship. And one of the questions that I asked the individual that I was blessed to be able to speak with was, has anyone ever tried to start a franchise in indoor football using the model that the Green Bay Packers have used by having the team be owned by the municipality? They sell shares to citizens of Green Bay, and they're able to own a piece of the Packers franchise. And that's how they survive. But what I was told is, when you are working in a small market like this, there just isn't enough money in general changing hands between all the working parts of the organization for that model to be successful. Just looking at what players make in general in the CIF, the maximum dollar amount a player can make per game. Right now, with the salary cap, I believe it's about $300. Now, obviously, this isn't enough to survive solely on that income. So, a lot of these players have secondary jobs, and some that are not local, their housing is paid for through the organization. But most of the time, athletes that play indoor football are doing it because they love to play, number one, and two, the chance for exposure to scouts from larger organizations like the CFL and the NFL is high. We have, with the Revolution, we have CFL scouts that attend our games as well as NFL scouts. And our general manager is former Hall of Fame receiver Tim Brown, NFL receiver Tim Brown, who played for the Oakland Raiders as well as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was inducted in 2015 to the NFL Hall of Fame. And also our head coach is a former NFL player himself. He played for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he also played in the AFL for a franchise in Kansas City that no longer exists. So the draw for most players is not the financial compensation. It's the potential to be seen by larger organizations. And the draw for fans and for the community oftentimes is that they don't have a major franchise in their area to support. So that's why you want to go and find small towns and cities that aren't near a major franchise so that they can have a professional sports team in their area that they can come watch and support. And like I said earlier in my podcast titled about indoor football, the beauty of working in small markets when you're able to find a small city like that to put your franchise is the fans really create a unique relationship with the organization. Like I said, they're able to interact with the players before and after games, even during games, and also these players are professional athletes, but they're able to get way closer to them and get to know them as people, whereas in larger franchises or in larger leagues, that's just not a possibility because of the major popularity of larger franchises. One of the other things that we discussed is how you prepare yourself in the off season from a ticket sales standpoint and from a sponsorship standpoint to have a successful year and to get butts in the seats, as they say, because ultimately if you can't get people out to your games, you can't be successful. And what I learned was this process of getting people excited for the season and getting people committed to being part of the franchise from a fan standpoint and from a sponsorship standpoint starts in the off season. So you want to create all your sponsorships early in the off season and build that relationship and build the excitement for being part of the associated with the organization early, so that when it gets to the season, they're very excited about the opportunity that they have to be associated with the organization. And from a fan standpoint, you want to be selling tickets from the moment the lights turn out at the stadium in the last game to the moment the lights turn on for the next home game the following season. You want people to be super, super excited and counting the days for the following season to start. And so as soon as one season ends, you'll work to prepare for the next season begins. You hit the phones, get your boots on and hit the pavement and start going out into the community and creating excitement. One of the ways that we do this with the Revolution is we give ticket vouchers to all the local elementary schools, boys and girls clubs, church choirs, youth church choirs, and other youth organizations. And then those children go home to their parents and they're excited about the games. And then the parents bring them to the game and they obviously have to buy tickets to get in. So the only people that are getting in for free are those kids that we give the vouchers to. Another way to do this is create social media contests where people can win tickets in the off season, as well as connecting with radio stations and having competitions to win tickets that way. Those are just a few of the ways that the Revolution create excitement during the off season, as well as some other franchises that I have learned about in this process. Again, overwhelming theme of being successful in small markets is, put an emphasis on building relationships in your community, and don't be afraid to put yourself out there and go into these businesses on a regular basis and make sure that they know that their partnership is valued. And as people, they are respected as well. Thank you for listening, and my next episode will be about how to be successful as a scout and a recruiter from a football operations standpoint. Again, thanks for listening, and I look forward to the next episode.